Secure, secure, secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And I'm going to start off with our pre-net check-ins tonight. We've got W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. And KN4DEE, that's Denise and Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Denise. KF4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. And KW4TS, that's Jim. And let me see where Jim said he was. He is in Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. If you're listening, appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KC4W, that's Bill. And Bill is over in Anderson. Good to have you all using the pre-net check-in capability. And we're going to break for a second for any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into the net before and would like to give it a try, haven't given it a try yet, and would like to give it a try, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, none so far, but we'll keep giving it a try. There's been a lot of test sessions been opened up using all kind of various methods of staying safe and having tests, too, so we expect to have more amateur radio operators coming in. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, South Florida. I'm negative and negative, and good evening to you, Dave. It was 95 here today. Heat index 102. WN4V.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize WN4V. That's John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Good to have you with us tonight. It's hot there. I was out cutting grass today, John, and I was drenched sweat with sweat. I don't know how hot it got. I didn't look at the temperature. I was making runs back and forth to the landfill or to the dump or recycle center. I think that's what they call it now. And cutting grass for most of the day. It was hot. I don't know what temperature it was. But anyway, just try to stay cool down there. Appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And tonight being Saturday night, for the RF section of the net, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begin with the letters A through D. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David in Inman. Negative and negative, net. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
W4DJW. Even the net, please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easily. Negative and negative.
DJW, this is November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative. Standing by.
Okay, that is a very good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net Control would like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. He's bringing with him in KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said, hey, appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening, and stay safe. KO4AOW, that's David. He's over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And W4AKG, that's AK over in Easley. You're sounding good. AK, appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4DIZ, that's Joel. He's over in Greenville. I had my mouse hovering over the comments, Joel. If you change your mind, let me know, and we'll add you to the rag queue list. Otherwise, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. I'd like to recognize KN4UBG, that's Kevin. He's mobile in Simpsonville. Be careful out there on the mobile, Kevin. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KJ4UHX, that's Jamie. He's bringing with him. KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina over in Chesney. Good to have you with us tonight, Jamie. You and Sabrina stay safe and feel free to secure at your leisure. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Back to you in just a second, Joel. Net Control like to recognize KG4WRQ. That's Tom over in Piedmont with a question. N4DIZ, Joel, go ahead with your recheck.
Roger. Well, I was talking too fast. I'll be here for a comment.
Okay, Joel, I've got you down for comment. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And Tom, the best person for that information that I know of right offhand is KI4DOS Gary. He's on the team that does that for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society over at the Red Cross building on Grove Road. And he calls the net every Wednesday night, so he would be here. There might be somebody else here that might speak up, but just to let you know, he's the one that keeps tabs on what they're doing and when they're doing it and how they're doing it. So his call is KI4DOS, and his name is Gary, and he calls the net, this net, every Wednesday night. QSL?
That's where I took all of my tests, all the way through the extra, and I got that. Thank you very much. KG4WRQ, over.
Okay, Tom, and they have a way to do it that's pretty safe. I think you stay in your car, and you're far apart from everybody else. But he can give you all the details on Wednesday. I don't think they're going to have one before Saturday, even if it's this Saturday. I think it's like the third Saturday or something like that. But you can check with him to get the details to make sure I don't tell you anything wrong. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. John, take care. Be safe. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJ. Okay, we do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, Barry may not have transmit capabilities, but Barry, if you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, you can send me a text message in that text message box on EchoLink, and we'll get you checked in. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Just let me know if you don't have audio and you want to just send me a text message, I'll check you into the net. Go ahead now and move on to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter, a suffix, or call that begins with the letters E through H. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, Blue Ridge 2-meter please check in WP4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, everybody on the net, and Dave, just check me in and out tonight, please.
W, Four, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Sheen, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
DJW, please check in KJ4HIA, Kilo Juliet 4, Hodja, India Alpha, Gene, and please check in Robbie, my wife, Kilo Juliet 4, Kilo Ocean X-ray, KJ4KOX, Bravo downtown, no traffic, no comments.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KO4EEH. That's Barry checking in via text message on EchoLink. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Barry. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And WB4FEE, that is Dan over in Simpsonville. You sounded good tonight, Dan. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Gene. Stay safe. KJ4HIA, that's Gene again. I think you guys checked in back-to-back last time I called the net. That's Gene over in Greenville. Bring with him KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. You guys stay safe. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4FNO, Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot November Oscar, Jack over in Stendale.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KO4FNO. That is Jack over in Spindale, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Jack. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix or call that begins with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. You and Miss Amy are both well this evening. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. You and Amy have a great evening, a good weekend, and wish everybody on the net a good evening. No comment.
DJW. Dave, you know, I could set the clock on my computer by the start of the net when you call it. Appreciate that a lot. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And everybody be sure and check in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 14664. That's just a click or two up from where we are right here with a PL tone of 91.5. Check in with Sid on his net tomorrow night. I'm sure you will enjoy it. I'm sure he'd appreciate you checking in over there, too. They have good net. I'm very sure you would enjoy it. Sid, we do appreciate you being with us this evening. You and Miss Beverly stay safe. And KK4JBQ, that is Larry. He's bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, I put a digital clock on the net control software just for that. I have a second increment, a counter. It counts the seconds down so that I can push the transmit button about a second before it gets all the way to zero. Anyway, appreciate your appreciation for that, Larry. I like to be punctual. Anyway, take care. Appreciate you checking in this evening. You guys stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix or call that begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3, you want there on the net.
DJW. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. be short time this evening, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Thursday night Net Controller. That is WG4MC. That is Matt over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. Appreciate all that you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for being with us this evening. Stay safe. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Pat, you've been the first one that checked in this evening with absolutely no static whatsoever on your call. I don't know if we just now, it took 30 people checking in to burn off all the static that was on the tower, but it's gone. You were like you're sitting in the room with me. Everybody else, and me included, I'm sure, has static on their signals. That's probably coming from static up there on the repeater tower, but it's gone. We burned it off. And you were the 30th person to check in, and it's all gone. So appreciate you being with us this evening, Pat. Stay safe, and take care. Any other stations, Mike, through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters Q through T, and would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. K4ROW, Rich in Greenville. I'll be short time.
4DJW. 10 Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
K4DJW.
Please check in Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Oscar, KN4SMO, Scott Greenville. Check me in and out, please.
Okay, next we'll like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich, sounding good from Greenville tonight. Rich, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. And KN4RJN, that is John over in Emmon. I got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and hanging around for the rag chew portion. KN4SMO, that's Scott, sounding good from Greenville this evening. Appreciate you being here, Scott. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Have I missed the N4OVQ?
No, Stacy, you have not. We're in the Quebec through Tango group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize the N4OVQ. That's Stacy over in Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, Stacy. You going to hang around for the rag chew?
Well, Dave's running at night, so I run in the house right quick. Good to hear you, and hello, everybody. N4OVQ, thanks.
Okay, Stacy, stay safe. Appreciate you running in the house and grabbing that mic. You guys take care. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we made it to the patient group, the uniform through Zulu group, in a mere 22 minutes this evening. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XV, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy, over in Southern Greenville County. He gets the Patient Amateur Radio Operator of the Day Award. Appreciate you hanging around to the Uniform Through Zulu group, Tommy. Be safe. Take care. Any other stations, let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in
K4XB.
Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice
in
Taylor. I'll be negative, negative,
73
to everyone on the net.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4KAE. That's Miss Alice over in Taylor. She sounded good tonight, Miss Alice. You take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra KL4DZS. Scott Pendleton.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4DZS. That's Scott, sounding good from Pendleton tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Take care, be safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that does it for the formal portion of the net. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is Joel, N4DIZ, in Greenville. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, well, hello again, Dave, N4DIZ. Not a whole lot going on today. Weather was hot, but plenty of good sunshine. And I thought I heard thunder just about dark, but nothing ever did develop, so I don't know if it was thunder or something else. And yesterday I did get my 20-meter dipole put up. I hadn't made a contact yet, but you're standing wave and everything is good, so I'm glad of that. I got up this morning and decided to do some serious remodeling on my radio desk. I had a two-tier desk to start with, and I'd already give up my amplifier because I just don't need one, and it was really a jam-up good amplifier, I'll have to say that, and I kind of hated to give it up, but I just don't need it, and so I was able to take that top shelf off, rearrange everything, and it's looking good. And so how's your day doing today, over?
Well, Joel, it was hot over here in Greer, too, and I heard that same thunder at about the same time you heard it. I looked out one window, and I didn't see any rain. I looked out the other window, and I did see some really light rain, not anything to speak of. I don't know how long it lasted. I just peeked out the window there peeked out the window to the west, and I didn't see any rain. Peeked out the window to the south, and I saw some rain hitting some leaves on a dogwood tree. So, but it was really light. But it was hot. I got out there and cut the grass today. It was like 3 weeks between cutting grass, so there was a lot of it. the mower was throwing a lot of. I had to cut over some places twice because I waited 3 weeks to cut it. But that's okay. It's nice and thick with all the rain that we've been getting and all the sunshine that we've been getting. It's nice and healthy. So I kind of like it like that when it does that. Kind of like to let it get thick, too, before I cut it so that I don't put as many tracks in the yard with the lawnmower. But got two trips made out to the dump, and on the second trip my brakes started fading, so I'm going to have to take that truck in to get it serviced to get the brakes. It's the hydraulics, I think, is the issue, not the pads. It's only got 30,000 miles on it, or 32,000 miles on it, so it can't be the pads. But how old? It's a 96, and this is 20. That makes it 24 years old. I guess it needs some service. It doesn't get much use, but it does need service from time to time. So that's how my day went, Joel. Glad to hear you're getting that hot amplifier off the desk. Even if they are good, they still warm it up. They're kind of nice in the wintertime, but not so much in the summertime. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy the simplicity of not having to tune up with the amp in line going forward. And it's good to hear you got your 20 meters up. Did you get it tuned for 14,300? I think that's where you said you were going to tune it to.
I did hate to give that amplifier. It was a Heathkit SP200. It was a one-owner amplifier, and it was in mint condition. And I used it for a while. But it's kind of, a little bit, to me anyway, it's a little bit aggravating. I have to change bands, loading, all that stuff. So I just said, well, my radio, it talks to everybody I want to talk to. So I just paused. It actually belongs to him. And when he came up, I told him to take it back with him. But I don't regret it. That's about all I got to say tonight, Dave. And I'll let you go and talk to somebody else. You have a good day, a good night, rather. W4DJW, N4DIZ.
Okay, Joel. Was that the NH7P, Paul?
Roger. Do you know him?
I've been to his house one time after going to the Greenwood Hamfest. Steve up in South Dakota and I, back when he lived down here, we stopped by his house. He has a very impressive estate, very impressive. So, yeah, I enjoy talking to him once in a while. Don't talk to him that much. Used to do more when he had it, that 200-foot tower in his yard, and he would talk simplex on 5-8, I believe it was. 5-8, yeah, 146-5-8. That's all I knew of him. It was just the simplex VHF and one time stopping by his house and looking at that 200-foot tower.
Well, did you get to go in his warehouse? He has pretty much about everything you can name in amateur radio. And I can't remember exactly how we met. I talked to him on the phone, and he comes up, and actually this backup radio I got sitting here, it's a Kenwood 180, and it belongs to him. And so he's definitely a good man. And with that, I'll let you go. W4DJWN4DIZ.
Okay, Joel, I agree with you. He is. He's got all kinds of knowledge, too, about how to use coax and how to, when you're running long distances and how to get a little bit more out of it. And he's just an encyclopedia of amateur radio. Anyway, you take care. You stay safe. Appreciate you stretching it out a little bit for the second shift to arrive. Speaking of which, any other amateurs all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. This is E4SKD, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Gordon Easley, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on net.
Got your recheck. We'll be back to you in just a second. Next, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith making it in from Columbus, North Carolina this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Keith. Stay safe. And KC4SKD, that's Larry. He's bringing him. KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. They're over in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Stay safe. Recheck, go ahead.
This N4OVQ again. I just wanted to let you know, I've watched some of your videos of you flying your drone. I was just going to tell you that I had bought me back in March an Evo 1. So then I messed around here about a month ago and I bought the DJI Mavic Air 2. So I'm having a ball with the drones. Over.
Well, Stacy, it's good to hear that. It is. You can have a blast with those. I really enjoyed the ones where you put the goggles on and you did the three amateur radio bands. You did the 70-centimeter band, the 1.2 gigahertz band, and what was the other one? 2.4 gigahertz. I really enjoyed doing that because I had never flown an RC airplane from sitting inside the cockpit until I did that, and that was a blast. But then something happened with the FAA, and it had to get your license to do that. And I did get my license, just like they said, but then you have to have a spotter, and then it couldn't be above 400 feet. They just kept on adding rules after rule after rule. So it lost its appeal to me, but I still like to get out and fly it around the house every now and then.
You know, they fixing to do this remote ID thing, so that's gone, you know, and I don't know how it's going to end up. I may never get to fly them again. I just don't know how that's going to work. But the DJI Mavic Air 2 has got remote ID in it already in case they start it. You can turn it on, blah, blah, blah. But that drone is a 6.25-mile drone, the Evo. The first one I bought is 4.3. I flew at 2.2, and you know, but I hadn't done the DJI, but they are so precise. it never misses coming home if I send it home. It don't miss over.
Well, that is very true. That is some impressive technology that they have built in there. I know there's a 3DR was trying to do that, and they weren't successful yet. I don't know if they are now or not. Plus, there's an open source one called a Pixahawk that you can get. And that's the one I was using until my wife one day bought me the first DJI that I ever had, which was the Spark. And then she bought me another one, which was the Mavic Mini, which is below the limit for to be regulated by the FAA, the weight limit. So that's kind of fun to fly, too, because you don't have to worry about that. It's so lightweight, so small, and still steady as a rock, even in heavy wind. They are impressive. I've never gone 2 miles out. I went 1 mile out before they started putting all that restrictions on them. I went 1 mile out and back. That was a long flight, I'm telling you. And you had to respect the one-tenth rule, where you go up a tenth of a mile for every mile you go out, so that you maintain all those three different bands coming back and forth, the video and the glasses, the telemetry coming back to you, and your signal going out to control it. But I really enjoyed that when I was doing that a lot.
Well, I started out, I did buy the Mavic Mini. I went through Best Buy and I got it home, charged up all three batteries. I bought the Fly More combo, whatever, and then I couldn't get the app on my phone. It wasn't compatible, so I had to take it back, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up getting another phone. So I went ahead and bought the Mavic Air 2, because it's got, you know, if a plane comes over, it'll tell you ADS-B or whatever they call it. And so it's worked out real good. I do got a YouTube, but I've seen your videos, but I do got a YouTube under my name, Stacy Breese, if you'd care to. You know, I try to get at least one video. I think I got 40-some videos on there, but I try to put one a week on there. But you can check it out. Didn't mean to take over, but I said shoot before he gets gone. I just wanted to tell you. So I kind of got away from ham radio just because of flying drones over.
Well, I can certainly understand that. They do take, you know, when you get into it as much as you are, they do take a lot of time, or they can. So I can certainly understand. And I will go out there and look for your videos. I haven't touched mine in years. They're really, really old by now, and the technology has changed quite a bit. But I would like to get into it more when time permits. That's my biggest problem, is having enough time to do. There's just too much candy in the candy store, Stacy.
Dave has come in real handy with this COVID thing, and, you know, it's my girlfriend, which you met her at Shelby, I think. We have places to go and fly the drones and just do videos. So, you know, it's worked out real well for me, and I just keep learning. So, and they got a smart controller that I really want to get for the DJI. I mean, that they are, their customer service is not that great, but the drones are good. So, but anyway, I'll let you go. Appreciate it. Yeah, look them up. Hey, subscribe if you would, and kind of help me out there a little bit. But have a good night, Dave, and I'll catch you later. W4DJW N4OVQ.
Okay, Stacy, we'll do that. Yeah, I was wanting to go up to Caesar's Head and fly it over to Paris Mountain and back. That was, because then you don't have to, the one-tenth per mile thing, you don't have to do that because the ground goes down. Instead of the airplane having to go up, the ground goes down away from you. So that was going to be fun, but FCC kind of put a halt to all that. Anyway, you take care. Good to have you checking in with us. Good to hear you on the radio again. Take care, be safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, KO4BDM.
Go ahead.
Now the drones, I've got two Phantom 4s that I've been running for the last couple of years. My range on them is about 4 miles and doing about 40 miles an hour. So they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, those are a little bit bigger than the ones that I had. I did have a hexacopter that had a Pixel Hawk in it, and it could do, it had like a six, or you could put 2 6,000 milliamp hour batteries on it. So it would fly about 30 minutes, and you could go out and do that. But the best thing is just to get a fixed-wing airplane, and do, if you want to go for distance. I've seen some of those guys make it 50 miles out and back, and they're climbing the whole way out, and they're descending the whole way back. But a fixed-wing airplane, I think there's a video on YouTube of a guy doing that. It was a gasoline-powered airplane. And he had tons of battery pack, tons of lift. Multirotors just don't go that far. I don't think you'll ever get 50 miles out of a multirotor. You might one day. I don't know with the new batteries that they come out with. But it's hard to do when they have to spin the props just to stay up in the air. An airplane can stop the prop if it needs to and keep right on trucking.
I understand that well. I've got three electric airplanes, but I haven't been able to go out to fly them in about a year now. Drive me crazy.
Are you a member of WCRC or Foothills Flyers?
I was going out to the fire tower area that there was those flyers out there.
Okay, that's a good group of guys. I've flown with them before, but that's kind of far away from me. I'm over in Greer. But if you're over in the Easley Way, then, yeah, Foothills Flyers is a lot closer. There's a couple of them over there. And then there's the Blue Ridge Club that's down at below Michelin on 25. So there's like six different clubs around here. There's a couple up in North Carolina, too. I looked up the number of people that are registered with the AMA versus the number of amateur radio operators that are registered with the FCC, and it looked like there's about twice as many airplane flyers as there was amateur radios. I thought it was the other way around. I was kind of shocked.
I understand that. I'm registered with AMA for all of my planes and my drones, and I always have the return address and phone number and everything on the planes and the drone, just in case it goes down someplace.
And that does work. That worked for me one time. I got an airplane back. It wasn't in too good a condition, but I got it back. I got the engine and the receiver and everything just because I had a laminated piece of paper in there with my name and phone number on it. So that does work.
Yeah, I agree with there. I would like to get out just more flying, and I really enjoy it, but I can't stay out in the heat. I gotta do it in the morning sometime.
That's what I used to do when I was really into it. I was working like second and third shift. I'd go out there in the morning. And either on my way home from third shift or early in the morning before I had to go into second shift. And by the time it got hot, I was all done. I was like fly a gallon of nitro fuel out and then head back home. Or if it was late enough, head on into work.
The gas-powered decided to go with the electric simply because it was cleaner. And I could fly it longer because you can shut the engine off and just float up there for a while.
That's the same thing I did. I've still got some nitro engines that are still brand new in the box that I never did open. But most of the airplanes I converted over to electric because I didn't like spraying it down with window cleaner and then carrying a roll of paper towels and doing all the cleanup after the end of the day. That was a lot of work when you take three or four planes out to the field.
Affirmative on that. I watched these guys go out there with those big helicopters. They'd fly them around and all, and then they'd spend a good half hour cleaning them up.
They are the worst, especially if you do a lot of hovering, because it just bounces off the ground and comes back and envelops it, and then that rotor blade just mixes it up. And that wears those parts out. They've got so many moving parts. That grit and dirt, if you don't keep it cleaned off of there, it will mess up. But they are tuned now a lot better. I think a lot of them use belt drive on the tail rotor, or they've got a motor back there in the back. Something, they're incredible. Those electric helicopters are something else to watch. I was watching a video on them this past week on YouTube of a woman flying a helicopter, and she could fly forward, backwards, upside down, inside out. She could do it all. Like it was, made it look simple.
A lot of talent, a lot of practice, too. When you get a chance, give me a call, and I'd like to get re-registered because I'm up here in Taylor's. I used to be down in Simpsonville, and when we changed, I lost track of what's up here.
Okay, we'll do that. You got anything else for us this evening?
No, I'm not doing too much of anything. I've been trying to repair an ICOM, and it turns out the process is bad in it, so I'm going to sit back and finish working on the Yazoos I was working on for a guy.
Okay, well, we do appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, 2 Meter Net, and hanging around for the Rag Chew this evening. Take care, be safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net.
KN4RJN. I heard some thunder, and so did the dog, and now I've got a dog curled up on my feet under my desk here.
I heard that same thunder. I heard a big boom rumble earlier on in the net, but I don't think we got any rain at all. And that's good, because after I cut the grass, I turned the water on. I don't like to run the sprinklers while it's raining.
That's a wee bit redundant. Yeah, that one big one, she was asleep, and it woke her up. But she looked at me like, what was that? And then came over here and immediately crawled up underneath the desk and curled up into a ball, and now she's on my feet and my toes are going to sleep. But other than that, not a bad day. Had a meeting I had to go to this morning, and then this afternoon I had a veteran's funeral I had to go to, that graveside service rendering honors, and it was hot out there, let me tell you.
Well, sorry to hear about having to go to a funeral. That's never a good thing, but yeah, you're right. When I came in, I believe I could have wrung water out of my shirt. That shower felt good after cutting that grass.
Yeah, we gave military honors to a veteran, and of course we're out there in dress pants, a white shirt, and a black cap, and a mask, and gloves on, and it got hot quick, let me tell you.
And that shirt buttoned up around your neck, so no heat could escape.
We're wearing ties. Fortunately, we did not wear blazers, because if we had, we would have all died. But, yeah, we just did it in shirt and tie instead of the blazer. And, Lord, it got hot out there.
I can imagine. Working from home, I don't have to do that anymore. Some of the places I've worked in the past required to wear a tie every day, and I got used to that. Never did like it. I was glad when I worked from home, and all I have on is a T-shirt, right, and my jeans, and some socks, no shoes. A whole lot more comfortable work environment. Not constantly putting my finger up there between under the tie and lifting it forward to get some breathing room.
I wore a tie most of the time when I was teaching. But since I was teaching science and working in a lab, I would, you know, just unbutton and loosen the tie down and roll my sleeves up so that and half the time I'd have it tucked into my shirt so it wouldn't fall into the Bunsen burner and that sort of thing. But I got used to it. And I got some. I finally bought some custom shirts. If I get it so it'll fit around my neck, the sleeves are longer than my arms, and if I get it to fit my the sleeves the right length, the neck is way too tight. So I got some custom shirts made that actually fit me, and it makes it a little bit more comfortable. But when it's 90 plus degrees and you're standing in the sunshine and and you're wearing a tie, it gets hot really, really quick.
Well, glad you got that behind you. You don't have to do that. Worry about that. How's everything else going? Make any more headway on the Q-tail? I'm using it right now.
Deciding, and other things got in the way, like having to mow the grass, do some other things. Had a problem with my water heater. Had to get that fixed, and oh, I got some paperwork and some other stuff I got to do, and a little minor things to take care of here around the house, and I hadn't gotten back to it. But
No, I've let it set for several days. I may get back and try to get back into it tomorrow because nobody's got designs on my time tomorrow. So hopefully I can get back to it and get the thing working.
Well, I know you'll enjoy that. You can free up some desktop space and use some other desktop space that isn't being used. So that'll be a benefit. Plus, it's a learning experience. When you're going through the compile and it gives you an error and you got to load another library and you got to figure out why that library didn't load, it can be a little frustrating, but once you get to the end, it's very rewarding, at least for me anyway.
I prefer that it worked the first time, but yeah, once you beat on it a few times and take a hammer to it, then it finally starts working, yeah, that's a bit of satisfaction there.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's kind of like Dorothy and Toto when you leave Windows and you go into Unix. It's like you're not in Kansas anymore. it's not unicorns and rainbows.
Do that. Well, I did put the my TV. I'm going to get a 22-inch monitor to put here on the credenza. So it'll take up a little bit less space there. And if I can get this thing working and I can clear off some other stuff off my desk, then I'll wind up having my laptop with its big monitor to the left and then this thing with a 22-inch on the right. And it still takes up quite a bit of real estate on the desk, but I don't need a whole lot, except when I'm running the net, and then I have to bring my laptop forward so that I can actually, you know, see the keys. And then it gets a little tight, but I may have just, you know, get a bigger desk. I don't know.
Well, I've never put a TV monitor on a computer before, but Amy upgraded the TV that's down, my wife upgraded the TV that's down in the den to a bigger one, and the one that was down there is sitting in the floor in the den. I'm planning to bring it up here and mount it on the wall and see how it does for a computer screen. I've never tried that before. But with my eyes not getting any better over time and looking at the monitor all the time, big monitor might just be nice.
Well, I'm not sure what it is. It's bigger than 22, though. I think it's about 36 or in that neighborhood TV that I bought to put down here for the kids to watch when they're here. To stick out in the other room so they didn't have to all crowd into my office to watch my TV in here. And, you know, it works great out there, but it was the only thing I had that had an HDMI hookup for the Pi. So I stuck it over here on my credenza, and it actually works, you know, pretty good on the Pi. And, you know, I can see it pretty much from across the room without my glasses on. And, it works pretty good. So I think I'm going to get a slightly smaller one, like a 22-inch. That little 7-inch monitor that I bought, I need a microscope to read that. So I'll go with a little 22-inch or thereabouts monitor and put that here and then put the TV back out there for the kids. And it'll take up a little less space, and I think I can still be able to read that fairly easy.
That sounds good. I'm just hoping I can set the resolution high enough to where it doesn't look grainy. Let me check to see if we've got any other stations here, and I'll get right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Well, it's looking like we got all we're going to get tonight, John. Back to you.
Well, I'm going to have back on out of here. I'm going to have to slide my feet out from under this dog and stand up and see if I can get circulation back in my toes. But, yeah, that one clap kind of woke her up, and she came over to me just trembling, so I, you know, had to comfort her, and now she's very comfortable, curled up under my desk, and I can't get to my desk because there's this big dog in the way, so I have to stand up, get my feet out from under, and get the circulation back in my toes, but y'all have a good evening, and 73's to you, good chatting with you again, Dave. If I ever get this thing working, I'll be sure and let you know. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
Okay, John. We'll appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net this evening. Stay safe. and we'll catch you next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, KC4EZN with a comment on using the TV.
Go ahead, Harry.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. I'm currently using Zoom for two or three different things. We've been teaching merit badge classes and Boy Scouts up here, and the laptop that I'm using, which is the one that has the microphone and the camera in it, is a bottom-end laptop. It's perfectly fine for doing most things, but it's got like an E300 AMD processor, which I think was the bottom of that particular line of the processor. Anyway, I've got like a 19-inch TV as my second monitor, just hanging on the wall, and part of it was it had I'll get it out in a minute, EGA connector on the back, and that it looks perfectly fine, but you can tell that a computer monitor, I think it's got a little bit better resolution or something anyway. But the thing that I found out, I bought a 32-inch TV a couple of years ago with the idea that 32 inches is more real estate. But it was a 720p, and part of the reason I bought it was it had all of the video connectors I think that man has ever invented on the back of it. It's got the VGA, HDMI, what's the old thing where you had the different colored inputs. So that was part of my reason for buying it, was I could hook about anything that I had up to it, including the HDMI, which was pretty current. But anyway, the moment of discovery that I had was that being a 720p, when I hooked it up to my laptop, my thought was I've got a bigger screen area and I can put more things on it. Well, it didn't work out quite that way. I don't know if getting a 1080 would let you put more things on the screen, but basically I wasn't able to get a whole lot more on that screen than I could on my laptop, except that it was obviously larger. Didn't play around with that, but that's something you might want to look into. But as far as picture quality and all of that, it's really nice to have a 32-inch monitor when you run things. When I run FT8, I've usually got the WSJTX program and my logging program up on the screen side by side. And it was really nice to have that. If you've got vision problems, that works really nice too. But again, if you think you're going to get more things on the screen because it's bigger, that's not necessarily so. And that's my comment. Y'all have a good time. W4DJW, KC4EZN. Everybody have a good weekend.
Okay, Harry. Well, we appreciate you throwing that out there. That's kind of what my fear was, is that you... Just because it's bigger doesn't mean that it can have a resolution that's high enough to be able to make your windows the same size and put more of them on there. Instead, they just get bigger. But if you mount it on the wall across the room, maybe that's not such a bad thing. Maybe it looks okay. So I'm going to play around with it. There's nothing else to do with it, nowhere else to put it. But I'm going to play around with it and see what I can do with it anyway. But I did realize that. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. I haven't got you checked in yet, Harry. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate your comment. We do have an Echolink station, so we're going to give Echolink stations only an opportunity to check in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. Name is Steve over here in Greenville County at the base of Paris Mountain tonight. On the last comment, I wanted to add this. I also have a 32-inch working for me with my computer, I have a device that can split it into two or three different screens when I need to, but I found by reducing the text size and the default size from 100% down to about 80%, I was able to get more stuff on there. Because it's so large, you don't need it at 100%. So that's my 2 cents worth. Back to you, W4DJW, K4ZZX, Cliff.